You've got to tune to 90.3 FM KEXP in Seattle, all over the world at kexp.org. I'm Kevin Cole at Avast Studio with Cumulus. Take it away.
The smoke here has been lingering since 2002. You're sitting here across from me, and all I want is you to tell you how I really feel. We don't have to break this to know it's real. We don't have to break this again. Will you talk?
Retreat next.
I don't always know what I need, but I know that I
Cumulus Live on the Afternoon Show, KEXP, live from Avast Studios. Kevin Cole here with you. And Cumulus, the project of Alexandra Nijakovsky.
Yeah.
And
there you go.
Alex, welcome to the Afternoon Show.
Thank you for having me here and having all of us here.
Yeah, congrats on a new album. It's been 5 years, new lineup. Do you mind introducing the band first?
Yeah. This is William on, like, everything. He's on a lot. So he does backup vocals and keys and acoustic guitar. And this is Stanley over here on the bass and the bass synth. And we have Tom on the drums. And then we have Sebastian on guitar.
Welcome to the KEXP airwaves. We just heard Retreat, which was a single in advance of the new album, Comfort World, and then the lead song, track number one from Comfort World, Sing to Me. I'd like how you change the lyrics in the chorus, which you don't hear very often. So it starts out, won't you talk to me,
yeah,
then won't you sing to me, then won't you walk away from me.
I always really like songs being a progression, you know, of the story. And so sometimes I think the melody is as much of a chorus as the actual words. So if you've got a melody that's memorable, then you can kind of advance the story with some different words.
It's cool, and you don't hear that very often. You hear the verses advance the story, but you know, kind of, I think it's the chorus.
Yeah.
Right? It's the hook.
Yeah.
So congrats on a new album. It's been 5 years. A lot's happened at this kind of seems like it marks your return to music. Do you feel that way about it?
I do. I definitely, like, I was always kind of playing shows here and there, but I kind of feel like life-wise, music was, it's always going to be in my life, but I wasn't prioritizing it, and I think I was a little lost in that. And then when, you know, I think the story that I've told people, you know, is like I got fired from a job and kind of shook up my whole, like, life of what I was prioritizing.
Sometimes you need something to kick you in the ass.
Yeah.
Get you going.
Exactly. So I think a lot of that was happening. That and then I went, I had time on my hands and I realized that I was kind of doing the wrong things with my time. And so I got the chance to, you know, write this album and go into the studio and make this album about all of those feelings.
Yeah. Was the process of making this album different? Like how did you approach?
Yeah. Well, Sebastian was there with me the whole time, and that's how we met. I mean, we'd met many years ago through the Anacortes, like, Seattle connection music community. We played some shows together with the Lonely Forest and Special Explosion and things like that. And I got the opportunity to work with our friend, our mutual friend, Mike Davis, who's in the Sea Cats and a bunch of, and he kind of runs the Hall of Justice and is a producer. And I'd never had a producer before. And so I got to go into the studio and really explore the potential of these songs and kind of take the time, all the time that I needed. It was a very special and rare life occurrence where Chris Walla, you know, obviously, like, Hall of Justice is his studio. And we kind of just were able to take whatever time artists weren't paying to use the studio.
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, there's a couple hours free on Thursday night. Do you want to use them? Yeah. So we kind of did that for like 7 months, like just picked up the scrap pieces of time that we could get, or doing like 2 or 3 days a time in the hall. And we started from like garage band demos, like acoustic demos and electronic drum beats and things like that. All really rough sketches of songs that I'd done and then brought to Mike. And then, in the studio, we had Colin Ritchie on drums, Eric Walters on bass, and Sean Lane on drums, too, as well. And we kind of just went in there and explored the songs. They hadn't heard the demos before we went in there. And so we would pretty much, as a group, jam on the song for like a couple hours until we got a drum take we really liked, and then we would go from there.
Did you feel that changed the nature of the songs, having the collaborators of the band not having heard the songs until...
Yeah. Definitely. It was something where I'm almost nervous to ever go into the studio again thinking that I know exactly how a song will turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it was a really magical experience to be able to let the songs kind of guide me where they were meant to go. I didn't even really know that that was a thing until it was happening.
Do you think you could have done that or had that approach on the first album?
I don't think so. I think that you get little experiences as they're meant to come. And I mean, that first album, we'd arranged the songs just as they were recorded, and we went in there and laid them down for really cheap, and you know, the
just knocked them out.
The unknown in Anacortes, and knocked them out in like 3 or 4 days. And that kind of sounds like what you're supposed to do for a first album,
yeah.
You know? So, and I'm glad I've had that experience too. Like, I've kind of had both. I've had the let's go in there and knock it out recording experience, and I've had the let's like let this kind of linger and like, you know, soak in the juices of whatever's yeah. happening around us. And then Retreat, actually, we did as a band. And so that was really cool. I got to do that experience cool. with this arrangement.
Maybe it was kind of cool that it took 5 years for the second album, so you didn't have to have like that sophomore slump that kind of everybody always talks about, where you have your first album, then you follow something up really quickly, and maybe you haven't had more experience or time to work on the songs or whatever.
Yeah. And I also kind of feel like I went through a lot of life experiences that were really vital to just kind of being able to write the way that I do now. And you know, I landed on 11 songs, but there's many songs that have fallen through the cracks in the past 5 years. And I also kind of think that happens for a reason, you know.
What were some of those life experiences?
I think just kind of, Comfort World, I came up with the concept because I was driving in Yakima, Washington with an ex at the time, and we saw a billboard for an abandoned mattress store, and it said Comfort World. And at the time I thought, man, that's like really beautiful. That kind of describes our little bubble that we've created. How awesome is that? That we have a comfort world to always go back to. But then when I got fired and the relationship ended, it was all kind of really close together at the same time. And then my mom, who I had not talked to in a really long time, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so I was kind of just dealing with a lot of darkness all at once. So basically, like, all of these things that I had kind of, you know, thought to be my pillars of like stability
associated with comfort
yeah,
world
had fallen apart. And so then I was kind of thinking about, oh, comfort world, what does that mean? If it's like, is it real? Is it a good thing? And it kind of just became an exploration of, you know, the reality that I think that I was putting too much weight on comfort and staying still and not challenging myself and not doing the things that I think I really deep down knew I needed to be doing. And then after, you know, making this album, it was also, I think I was, there's so much. I was really scared of making music with other people. You know, I've always kind of felt nervous about my skill level or how to communicate what I want in songs to other people. And so I think it just took a lot of exploration. And I met some really amazing people who really believed in me. And I just felt myself becoming myself again.
Wow.
So this album was really, really important for my life. And then meeting this group has really been really important to me too. And we've been through a lot together now, just in the last year and a half that we've been playing together. So, yeah.
And you've had a pretty, pretty intense tour, right? August, September.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like a pretty busy tour schedule, which I'm sure is very bonding.
Yeah, yeah. I always joke, you know, you really get to know things about yourself and the people you're with when you're in a tin can for 6 weeks.
For someone that it sounds like you described yourself having worked a little more isolated in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that in the recording of this new album, you surrounded yourself with a lot of people in the actual process itself.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that and why you felt that was important.
Yeah, well, it was Mike Davis is somebody who is a magical being and a magical brain. And he just had so many awesome ideas, you know, that were just kind of, I think that, and it was interesting because I just hosted that panel on KEXP the other couple weeks ago about what it's like to be in the studio with a producer and things like that. And I feel really lucky that the relationship we developed, it was just an instant connection. And so, anything that he wanted to try, I trusted that it was a good idea to try. And also, we had the time, so why not try it? So we kind of ended up exploring a lot of elements in these songs that I don't think I would have ever gotten to on my own. And that's just such a powerful thing, to be open to that collaboration and to have a trusting relationship with someone who, you know, is, you know, you're both there to make the songs the best that they can be. And that was our mission. And so it was like, let's find the universe for this song. Let's find the universe for this song. And just never, and you know, I think sometimes in group dynamics, you can have moments where you're like, maybe this band is make, you've had, you'll play with people where you're like, I think you're making this more about yourself and your part than the actual song, you know? And in the studio, I surrounded myself with people that were very, we were all on board with the song is the most important thing.
Well, the songs and the album sound great. The album is Comfort World, Cumulus, live here on the Afternoon Show. Do you mind playing a couple more songs?
Yeah, not at all.
Cool.
This song is called Stereo, and yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's a, I think it's got an interesting sound on the record, and I've never played with an SPD before, even before we were in the studio doing like electronic beats, and we've been, Tom kind of got us started in doing it live, and it's been really cool. This is never over the way you're running through my mind. The way I breathe you in, I wear your clothes to pass the time. Time. Nobody could ever fill your shoes, I hate to say. I know it's true, but I will always stay up for the sound. Thanks for having us here.
You bet. Thank you for being here.
This next song, I kind of wanted to play this one because it is, it's special to me because on the album, it's actually the same version I recorded in my bedroom. So I recorded this song on like a $50 microphone that I got from a store. And it plugs like directly into your phone or directly into your computer, because interfaces are intimidating to me still. And I'm like, if one thing happens that blocks my songs from coming out of my head as they need to, I will be derailed and then the songwriting will end. So I was there in my room when this song came out, and I brought it to Mike and everybody who we were recording with, and they listened and they were like, yeah, we can't do anything with that. It's just the way it needs to be. So it ended up on the album as the song that I wrote in my bedroom. So I'm just going to play that one myself.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's called Cannonball.
A sound that could fall from his lips and lift you right up off the ground. You're all gonna wish you never fell at all. You're gonna to believe every word he says is true. Till you're left with nothing but the shadows of what you knew. You're all gonna hurt. Hearts will to break if anybody tells you love is all you need. That's your first mistake.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cumulus Live here on the afternoon show, live from Avast Studios. The new album is Comfort World. Thanks again. It's KEXP. A big time thanks to all you, Justin, Scott, Brady, Kevin Suggs on sound, Louise, Mitch, Dominique, Babs, and also Kelsey Brannon, afternoon show producer. Thanks to the Avast staff, Stu and Jay. It is KEXP Seattle.